Welcome to the daily news update for Tuesday, October 13th. This is Mike Adams here at Natural News. I apologize. I did not get an update produced yesterday. I was actually working on a new piece of machinery at our certified organic kitchen, and this machine just arrived in a massive crate. It took us 2 hours to unload the machine from the truck. It's crazy. Just a little side story here. This machine allows us to pack our first aid colloidal silver gel into squeeze tubes that are kind of like toothpaste tubes, but larger with a nice sealed cap. It's just an upgrade to our packaging potential. And we can pack like natural sunscreen products in these tubes as well. Anyway, I was busy with that yesterday. I do quite a bit of the mechanical engineering from time to time, especially when difficult problems come up at our manufacturing warehouse. So I was occupied, and now we have the update coming today. So thank you for your patience. Getting right into it here, the New York Times is committing treason. They're calling for a UN takeover of the United States. And this is consistent with what I've been warning about for several years here, that there is a plan, and it was hatched under treasonous traitor Obama, to have the UN occupy America and to put Barack Obama in charge of the UN. And this is how Obama could once again rule over America as essentially a military dictator. And this plan is underway. And what's going to happen is after the election, the mass chaos that the left is planning to unleash, which is the next story here, will be used. In fact, you're already hearing some of this, but it'll be used by Democrats to call for United Nations, quote, peacekeeping troops. Now, United Nations peacekeeping troops are not at all about peacekeeping. They are the troops that are doing the child sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, you know, the money laundering, everything that you can imagine. When the UN gets involved, it's all about criminal operations and grabbing globalist power. So we could very well in America soon find ourselves at war with United Nations troops, i.e. Russian troops, Chinese troops, and so on, who are occupying America or attempting to. And American patriots are using the Second Amendment to defend themselves. And there are rumors of Chinese troops coalescing on the west coast of Canada, perhaps with a plan to attack Washington State. I haven't confirmed those rumors. I've seen some reports in the media. They may or may not be reliable. But there are other reports that certainly are reliable of UN troops being stationed across the United States. So be on the lookout for that. Now, this leads right into the feature story today, which I published last night. It talks about radical left-wing group is posting a battle plan, online battle plans to unleash mass chaos and shoot Trump supporters in the streets if Trump wins the election. Now, this group has posted via Google Docs, and Google, of course, hasn't banned it because Google's probably all in favor of it. This is a plan to unleash violence and chaos in the streets, to mass murder Trump supporters, and to attack businesses that refuse to go along with the attempted violent coup. And this is going to be unleashed if Trump wins the election, which looks very likely at this point. It will be obvious by election night that Trump will have exceeded the 270 Electoral College votes, even when everything's not finished counting. Now, remember that big tech is going to be censoring anybody who says that Trump won the election, because big tech is in with the treason and the election rigging. I mean, the CEOs of big tech, let's just be honest here, they should all be arrested and charged with treason and prosecuted, and if found guilty, you know, executed, because they are treasonous. They are engaged in trying to destroy this country, steal the elections, deprive hundreds of millions of Americans of their right to speak, and they're doing so in a politically targeted way that is insanely criminal in its conduct. These companies need to be seized and shut down, and their CEOs need to be charged with treason. But that won't happen until after the election, if it happens at all. And so in order to stop America from functioning, these left-wing radicals are going to try to disrupt the infrastructure, take down the power grid, grind cities to a halt. Basically, they're going to try to take America down by any means necessary in order to prevent Trump from being declared the winner. And the media will be censoring any declaration of winning, as well as big tech. So we are now looking at a true Civil War moment in America, and the Patriots have been holding their fire for now until after the election. At that point, I don't think they're going to hold their fire anymore. So we're probably looking at open warfare in the streets, but only in Democrat cities, you see, where the leftists dominate in terms of numbers. And most of these leftists are going to be white people. It's not even black people who are arrested for Black Lives Matter protests for the most part. It's crazy liberal white people. You know, the soy boys and these lunatic left-wing cultural Marxists and social justice warriors with green hair and piercings all over the place and face tattoos. They all look like demons too, by the way. And they're going to be attacking you. So if you live in a Democrat city, be prepared to defend yourself beginning election night. All right, next story. Obama knew. The Russians now say Hillary Clinton created the Trump collusion lie in order to undermine and entrap Trump in a scandal to get him thrown out of office. The whole thing was created by Hillary Clinton. And she dreamed up the scandal within a few days after she lost the 2016 election. The whole thing was created by her. And it tells you how evil she is that she then went on TV and in news programs and talked about how evil Trump was for colluding with the Russians. She made the whole thing up. And speaking of insane political candidates, Joe Biden now says you have to elect him to find out what he stands for. Just like Pelosi said you have to pass Obamacare to find out what's in it. See, this is Biden saying, well, he's not going to tell you if he believes in stacking the court until after he's president, because, of course, he will stack the court or pack the court, as they say, to increase the number of Supreme Court justices to 15 so they can have a majority. You see, when the Democrats had a majority of the 9 justices, they thought 9 was just fine. But then when Trump became president and is able to get in now, it looks like a third justice to have a 6-3 majority. Now the Democrats are like, well, 9's not enough. We got to have 15 because they need a majority. So just like all Democrats, they're just cheaters and fraudsters. They rig everything. They're liars. They're deceivers. They can never play by any rules because they can't win if they play by the rules. So they have to cheat. And Biden says voters don't even deserve to know what he stands for until after he's elected. He literally said that. That's a quote from him. The voters don't deserve to know. Okay. Now, as another example of the swamp fully functioning in America, Homeland Security has given millions of dollars to groups that claim to be fighting against right-wing extremism. So this is DHS pretending that there's no left-wing violence in America. Oh, there's no Antifa violence. There's no BLM violence. There are no riots. There's no arson. Police cars aren't burning in Portland. Nothing. A Seattle Chaz zone never happened. The real problem, they say, is right-wing extremism, even though they can't point to any violence by right-wing extremism. No violence whatsoever. They say Kyle Rittenhouse shot people. Yeah, in self-defense. He was trying to run away, and they bashed him on the head with skateboards and came at him with a pistol and shot at him. He shot in self-defense. That's not initiating violence. That's self-defense. But the left is always initiating violence, yet Homeland Security says the real problem is right-wing extremists. Sounds like they're working with Christopher Wray, the treasonous head of the FBI, doesn't it? Yeah. And all these people have to go. The swamp creatures have got to go. And if we elect Trump, then maybe that will happen. Maybe he'll be able to really drain the swamp even more in his second term. Okay. The U.S. Senate has convened a commerce panel to subpoena big tech CEOs over Section 230 protections. So they're going to subpoena Dorsey, the demon, what do you call him? Demon-worshipping Dorsey, Jack Dorsey of Twitter, and the other CEOs of the other tech giants who are all engaged in treason against the United States. They should be arrested, not given a microphone. They should be arrested, but at least we'll get them in the Senate under subpoena. China says it's preparing for a, quote, morally justified war with the U.S. and Taiwan, claiming that Taiwan is a renegade district or something of China, that China needs to take it back. Well, the people of Taiwan have something to say about that. The WHO says now the second wave of COVID-19 lockdowns should not be the primary means of controlling the virus. So this is the WHO backing away from lockdowns, you know, after trillions of dollars in damage have been achieved all around the world. Now, even though the WHO has said this, are Democrat governors like Newsom and Cuomo and Brown and Inslee, are they going to stop their insane lockdowns? No, of course not. Anyway, that just goes to show you how evil the WHO is, that even after crushing the global economy with their advice, they will just say, well, we shouldn't do that anymore. Yeah, well, after how many millions of lives have been destroyed and businesses crushed? Now you say? I mean, geez, this was obvious within weeks after the first lockdown, which was why I was calling for ending the lockdowns within the first 30 days. I mean, I could understand the first 30 days of lockdown since everybody was in a panic. We didn't know exactly who was getting infected. The information was scarce. It was a precautionary thing. I get it. But within the first 4 weeks, we had a much better idea of what was working, hydroxychloroquine and zinc and vitamin D. We should have just told the whole country, hey, everybody take zinc and vitamin D. And if you need it, go get hydroxychloroquine at a pharmacy. It's being legalized everywhere. Problem solved. You know, the pandemic would have been over in freaking the end of April. But no, Big Pharma had to make their billions. And they had to crush the economy in order to blame Trump. So that's what this is all about. It's about doing anything via the globalists and the Democrats, anything, crushing human freedoms, crushing hope, crushing freedom of speech, crushing small businesses, anything to hurt Trump and put more money into the hands of the drug companies. That's what we're looking at. The world is run and ruled by a bunch of treasonous criminals who basically get people killed for profit. And speaking of that, by the way, NBC News in Denver, the local affiliate, hired an armed rent-a-cop who executed a Trump supporter in Denver. And this is something I've been warning about. I call it journo-terrorism. NBC News is one of the worst. NBC News is a big anti-gun news organization with just malicious liars who pretend to be journalists, who write hit pieces about anybody who criticizes David Hogg, right? The gun control teen. So what does NBC do? They hire somebody with a gun who goes out and executes a Trump supporter, shoots him in the head, and kills him. This is NBC, the local Denver affiliate of NBC. Well, guess what? They're going to be facing some massive lawsuits because now NBC News is a journo-terrorist organization that kills patriots in the street. That's what NBC has become. Just keep that in mind when you see how much they lie to you about the news. All right, a couple other smaller stories here. Bill Gates is going to rake in windfall profits from coronavirus vaccines. We already knew that was coming. The IRS, it turns out, colluded with the Clinton Foundation to cheat taxpayers out of $2.5 billion in revenue. So under Obama, Hillary Clinton was able to collect all these bribes and payoffs from wealthy oligarchs around the world and funnel them into her Clinton Foundation, never had to pay tax, never got investigated. Huh, I wonder why. Because she's above the law? Really? Well, this is America. No one is supposed to be above the law. And if Trump does one thing in his second term, it should be to put Hillary Clinton behind bars, to expose her numerous crimes, and the long trail of body bags behind that witch. Put her behind bars, shut her down, and while you're at it, make sure her cellmates include John Brennan and James Comey and Barack Obama and a long list of others. There's really a few hundred who need to be behind bars because they carried out straight-up treason against the United States. And there are stories breaking today. We haven't published on them yet, but about a massive conspiracy under Obama involving Hillary Clinton, the payoffs to Iran, and how Iran was actually holding Osama bin Laden so that Obama could roll him out and, quote, kill him at the appropriate time. And then they had SEAL Team 6, U.S. Navy SEALs, kill a decoy Osama bin Laden. And then Obama and Clinton and Brennan had SEAL Team 6 executed, killed in a, quote, accident to cover up the crimes. That's how SEAL Team 6 was killed in a helicopter crash to cover up the crimes of these treasonous actors named Clinton, Obama, Brennan, and so on. These are some sick, twisted criminals. And every last one of them needs to go down. And the only way we're ever going to see that happen is to give Trump a second term and demand freedom of speech and demand real justice in this country. So, folks, be ready. Be ready to defend your First Amendment, your Second Amendment, defend your president, defend your republic, defend the Electoral College, defend your nation. It's all coming down in just the next few weeks. And stay informed. Follow my channel at brighteon.social, which is the free speech alternative to Twitter and Facebook. And yeah, you can exercise free speech at brighteon.social. So please do so there. Join me there. My username is @healthranger. Thank you for listening. I'll have another update for you tomorrow.